And then our good friend Benjamin is here.
Like a serial killer in a horror movie franchise, I'm back.
Welcome back. Benjamin, what's new with you? What have you been up to?
Holy smokes. Well, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm one of those people who love getting my steps and my step goal.
Oh, okay.
So, you wear a Fitbit or something?
Of course I do. Oh, it's okay. On me right now. It's on my person. And
he's a pedometer.
Oh, my gosh. All the way. Like, I'm one of those people where it's like becoming part of my personality. Mm-hmm. And last night, I have my regular goal and I have my stretch goal.
Oh.
And it was in that middle weird period where I'm like, well, I'm over my regular. If I just get like another half mile, I could hit my stretch goal. So at 10:30 last night, I decided to go for a walk, as one does.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so
10:30 p.m.
p.m. Like, I'm so into this. Like, Tony has started to recognize, like, I'll park in a parking lot and we'll get out of the car and he'll look around at open spaces and he go, did you park this far away because you want to get steps?
And I'm like, maybe. God.
So last night, there are two types of people outside at 10:30 p.m.
Yes.
Smokers and dog walkers. Uh-huh. So I got asked for a lighter and the Minnesotan in me, like, over apologized. Like, I don't. I'm so sorry. And she's like,
it's okay.
And then the dog walkers asked me if I had a doggy bag.
Okay,
and
that's your responsibility.
I looked around to make sure there wasn't a dog following me. I'm like, yes, the person without a dog. Maybe he thought I was looking for my dog.
Maybe.
But then the night before, you know, it was the big lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My favorite part, I'm in the yard with binoculars, so I look like I'm creeping in people's windows.
Which you were.
Which I was.
Yeah.
And this guy busts out of his house, a smoker, with a cigarette in one hand and a slice of pizza in the other. And you could tell he had been having a good time all night.
Yeah.
So he's just going, oh, man, like looking at the sun. I mean, at the moon.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the yard with binoculars. Like, I don't want him to see me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to ask to borrow my binoculars and be like, have you ever seen an orange moon like that before? So I just witnessed that the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And where do you live?
South Minneapolis.
Okay, so lots to see, lots to do.
Lots to see, lots to do.
Yeah.
There's really that many dog walkers out at that time?
Yeah. Well, the past two nights, in my, you know, last two-night study.
Yeah.
Yes. And maybe two nights ago was in particular because the lunar eclipse was happening.
Yeah, weird stuff happens. Did you get your step goal in, though?
Of course I did.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I assumed you did, but I needed the conclusion to know that it happened.
Oh, I have not hit my step goal in months.
So you are the epitome of a CrossFit person or a vegan person, as they make jokes that no conversation can happen without you bringing up the fact that you are working toward a step goal.
I like to think that I've made it this far, that it's not that insane that you didn't know about it yet, at least.
That's true.
Where I don't usually introduce myself by saying, hello, my name is Benjamin, and I did hit my step goal today. But did I already get up and do a mile before I got here this morning? You know it.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you. What is your goal?
My small goal is 10,840, and my stretch goal is 13,140.
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful.
That is a lot of steps.
Yeah, I think I get an average of 4,000 in a day, probably.
I'm highly incentivized, and, like, we get to spin a wheel, a digital wheel, through our wellness app at work when we get it, and I'm, like, a gerbil in a hamster circle. Yeah. And you're like, yes.
You love a prize.
I love a prize. I love an award. Mm-hmm. You guys want me to do something, you give me a little incentive. Yeah. I'm like, I am in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can tell you right now that we're all pretty competitive as well. And you're coming in today to host a game that you introduced, honestly, months ago. Mm-hmm. And it was because Dave and I were so horrible at a trivia quiz you hosted. We didn't get, like, any right. That you're like, let's do one called Do You Have a Pulse? And you even have an intro. So, Jenny?
And now, Do You Have a Pulse?
So, this is supposed to be a question that anyone can answer, assuming they have a pulse. You'll be not surprised to hear, Drake, that I still got some wrong.
Okay.
I did not. The last time it was like, name the colors of the rainbow, which sounds easy, but I swear my school didn't teach the Roy G. Biv vibe. Yeah. So I had no idea.
Fallon's like, chartreuse.
Seafoam green. Oh,
I'm sorry. Those are not two of the answers.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Well, I put them in my pocket.
Oh.
Because I wanted to randomize the order so you guys didn't think I was playing favorites.
Oh, valid. Okay.
Okay. So I have all three pieces of paper in my pocket. So first person will be.
This is so amazing.
Jenny.
All right, Jenny.
Yes. Thank God. Let's get it over with.
I know.
Second person will be. Drake.
Okay.
Oh, and then Slugger.
Old Slugger. Oh my God, I finally have a nickname after all these years. All right, whenever you're ready, Benjamin.
Okay, so Jenny, we have 7 questions, three categories, and I said which one would make Fallon groan the most. So we have math, science, movies, and random.
Okay, I like movies.
Okay, Jenny, question number 1 for Do You Have a Pulse?
Yep.
What is the value of pi?
3.14.
Boom.
Okay. I was like, is it more difficult than that?
That's the only one I would have known.
I mean, if you said 3.142, I might have given you a little smooch because I'd be so proud of you. Question number 2. What is an angle called if it's greater than 90 degrees?
Obtuse.
Boom.
I hate these questions.
She gets so good ones.
Hate them.
Math category is done already.
Thank you, Jesus.
Would you like some science now? You don't have a choice.
That's my bad subject. Okay. So we'll see how I do on this.
All right. Jupiter has moons like Europa. Saturn has moons like Titan. What is the name of Earth's moon?
Oh, I know this.
These are not easy, Benjamin.
Yes. Really? Because she's 2 for 2.
Glacial moon. I have no idea.
If you had a pulse, you'd know the answer is moon.
That's what I was going to say at first, but I felt like that was too easy.
No, the name of Earth's moon is moon, or the moon.
Okay, fine. I should have gone with what I thought.
Awkward. Gosh, it's all downhill from here. Okay, your next science question is, the U.S. officially recognize how many named oceans?
Officially? Wait, the U.S. recognized?
The U.S.
I feel like you're tricking me right now. I think it's 4.
It's 5 now. We have recognized the named ocean of the Southern Ocean down in the Antarctic.
Since when? They didn't teach that when I was
all in right,
school.
Jenny, move on, okay, Benjamin. Fine. She's getting heated. All and right. This is how I'm going to be during this game, too, just so you know.
All right, I'm going to name the movie quote. You name the movie it's from.
Okay.
All right. You can't handle the truth.
I don't know.
She hates movies.
Yeah,
she
doesn't know. I never watched it's okay. Movies. I have not seen that one. I know what that quote is, but I haven't seen that
it's
movie.
It's A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Maybe I should do like cool like exercise moves instead. And Jenny be like, Ben's planking.
Yeah. He's planking.
Yeah.
All right, your second movie quote is, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Jenny.
Forrest Gump.
No!
Was that written on the walls of Bubba Gump Shrimp? You should know. No, exactly. That was from Jaws.
Oh.
I would have guessed Titanic.
I don't like scary movies either, so I think I have my eyes and ears
closed. Than the Titanic? Okay.
Okay, and your last question from our random category, which is Midwest themed. And this is a great question for you, Jenny. Which two great lakes does Wisconsin touch?
Lake Michigan and Superior.
Boom.
Thank God. Nice. Wow, so I did fine with that because I'm from Wisconsin and I only got math correct otherwise. I got everything else wrong.
Honestly, I would have gotten the movie quotes, but other than that, I might have missed almost everything. So this is going to be bad. We'll be back with Drake's round and my round coming up next.
And now, do you have a pulse? Oh my gosh, it played twice.
Okay, if you're like, who does that voice of an angel belong to? That is Benjamin. Benjamin is a friend of the show. He's been on many times before to play various games, and he is hosting a game called Do You Have a Pulse? Quickly, I would like to give Jenny a birthday shout out. Today is Jenny's birthday.
Woo! Thank you so much.
She just got excited thinking there was a bounce house outside for her. There is not. Surprise, surprise.
But do we have the audio ready for Super Sweet 16?
I wish. Jenny, God, that was a great show.
It was.
Jenny did celebrate her 30th 2 years in a row because she was robbed from COVID. And
as
so,
I should have.
Yeah.
Oh, so. I remember Tina saying, like, if you, whatever age you were pre-pandemic, you get to stay that age for 2 years.
Yeah. That is fair. All right. We're playing a game. Benjamin is hosting. It's called Do You Have a Pulse? And it's basically questions that should be so easy that if you have a pulse, you can answer them. I can confirm the ones he gave to Jenny. I have a pulse. I did not know them, and Jenny only got 3.
Yeah.
So now it is Drake's round. Are you ready, Drake?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you're in for a treat. From your math category.
Oh, God.
What is a prime number?
Just, like, name a prime number?
No. Just generally speaking, what is...
I hate it.
It's like main even numbers.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No, I know it's not that.
Can it be evenly divided? Like 1 and 3 can't be like divided.
It can't be divided by anything besides itself for the number 1.
Yep. Wouldn't have got that.
Yep. Good job. Good job. All right. But good job, Jenny, not Drake. Drake, what number has no representation in Roman numerals?
0.
Boom.
Oh my gosh. All right. My little mathematician.
Oh my gosh. All right, now my little scientist. Drake, due to heat trapping gases, what's it called when Earth traps the sun's warmth in the atmosphere?
Greenhouse effect.
Greenhouse effect.
Yeah, okay.
Boom.
Oh, I was going to say sunhouse effect, but that didn't sound right at all.
No, but that can be the name of our band if you want to start a band.
I love it. Let's do it.
I'm sunhouse, he's effect. Drake, if I casually combine the three particles, electron, neutron, and proton, what do I have?
Okay, no one. Thank God.
Electricity.
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Found
Adam.
Yeah. Oh, Adam.
Then when you asked me, now I got nervous that I was too confident. And was going to be wrong. Okay.
All right. From the movie quote round, your first movie quote is, ugh, as if.
It could be so many movies.
No, it couldn't.
No, it couldn't.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm going to take a guess.
White Chicks.
This was This was before his time.
Oh, I ran these past a 23-year-old to make sure these were fair because I'm like, Drake's a fetus and I need to make sure these are fair.
What movie is that from?
Clueless.
Oh.
As if.
All right. Your next movie quote is, and may the odds be ever in your
Hunger
favor.
Games.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. There we go.
Jenny and Drake tied every time.
One more.
Oh.
Oh, and your last one from the random Midwest category. What is the capital of North Dakota?
Hate it.
Fargo.
No. As a North Dakotan, I am offended.
What is it?
Bismarck.
Of course.
Never mind.
All right,
let's just say something.
No. Put me out of my misery. Yeah. I'm ready to not tie them. I'm ready to get zero.
All right, Fallon, your first math question is, what is the square root of 100?
Oh, I know this one. 10.
Yes.
Good job. Off to a good start. Gosh,
I've never seen so many beads of sweat on a human sport.
I'm bleeding out of my eyes after that easy question.
For those of you imagining what the studio looks like, Tina has a palm leaf and she's just fanning Fallon desperately.
Thank you. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Benjamin. He's a good friend of the show. He's hosting a game called Do You Have a Pulse? These are supposed to be very easy questions.
And so far you're one for one, so
maybe they are.
Fallon, what is the perimeter of a circle called?
Oh, the radius? No, I'm sorry, the diameter. No, okay. I'm sorry. The circumference.
Okay. It took her three answers to get it right.
Circumference is what I meant.
I'm going to defer to Drake and Jenny if you think she should get that point.
No, I don't think she did because I think you guessed.
I sniffed my way to the answer like a hound dog.
I'm going to name everything until I get it right.
Okay.
Okay.
I do like that.
From the science category, back in the day when most continents' landmass on Earth was connected, what's the name we use to reference the supercontinent?
No idea, because I know what it is. I totally know, but I don't remember. So I'm not even going to try. You can't steal it, but you can just guess it.
It starts with a P. It's Pangea.
Pangea.
Pangea. There we go.
You guys should see Tina in the studio. She's getting every question right by mouthing the words and like, what is wrong with you all?
No, she's like someone who's listening in their car or like watching a game show at home. She thinks she knows them, but then if she had her own stuff, she would miss them.
She started writing the answer in cursive toward Jake toward Drake in the air. All right, your last science question is, what is the largest organ of the human body?
Skin.
Yes.
Good job.
Shout out to the integumentary system.
The what?
Yeah, you know it. All right. From the movie quote round, nobody puts baby in the corner.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
Don't you dare look at me like that, Jenny.
I'm looking at you like that, too.
And your last movie quote, if you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you.
Okay, I know what this is, and it's killing me because it's the Liam Neeson movie, and I can't remember if it's called Taken or whatever, but it's something like that, and I cannot think of it, so I'm going to say Taken.
You got it.
It's Taken.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I was really worried you were going to be one of those people who say it's like Taken, but I'm going to make up and say that it's like machine guns.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and your final question from the Midwest round, what is the state drink of Minnesota?
Oh, is it the, I'm nervous. Like, is it like a legit one? Or are you just saying like the Grape Ape?
It's a legit one. It's not like a weird bar drink.
Okay.
I mean, no offense to Grape Apes.
I know. The legit Minnesota drink. I'm going to say it's a Grain Belt beer.
Oh, no. Would anyone like to guess, even though it's not worth anything?
I don't know. I'm feeling like you're saying it's not alcoholic, though. Yeah, but I'm questioning because literally I was thinking tea.
An Arnold Palmer?
Think about the state fair.
Lemonade shake
as much as you
milk?
Want. Milk.
Gross. Minnesota.
That's our state
You nasty
drink?
Minnesota. You like a thick creamy?
Oh,
come on.
Oh, boy. Give me that sweet, sweet whole milk, said no one. Fallon, can we look at the scoreboard and get a final rundown?
Yeah, I got 4. Jenny got 3 and Drake got 3.
But good job, Fallon.
Jenny's angry about that Dirty Dancing quote. I saw it in her eyes.
No, I'm angry because I knew every single movie quote except for the 2 movies that you gave me. I knew the other 4 ones, which is probably what Fallon said, where if you're playing in your car, yeah. But I truthfully didn't know my quotes.
Side note, Benjamin, people are like, is this a legit game and where can I find it? No, you just have to find when Benjamin's walking, getting his steps in at night in his neighborhood. You
I'm
just find
thinking
him.
Up trivia questions. Yeah. I will do this on the street. If you're a dog walker or smoker in South Minneapolis, we will run into each other at 10:30 at night while I get my steps and I will quiz you. But yes, for all your quizzical needs, BenjaminHost.com.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there anything? Okay, so Benjamin will actually host, like if you have a graduation party and you want someone to like host a game there, and he'll do like specific categories. If you want it to be Hogwarts themed, if you have a bar mitzvah coming up and you need to host like corporate event.
Do you know what I did last month?
What's that?
Someone hired me to do Real Housewives trivia.
Yeah.
At a hotel downtown. I have never seen so many wine glasses on a table as the Real Housewives.
Were you afraid they were going to flip the table?
I said it was going to be a table flipping good time.
Yeah.
And the 2 teams that tied got 100 out of 101 points. That's how hardcore they were. And I do not think it was like super easy.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Benjamin, thank you for coming in.
Oh,
thank you for joining
Fallon,
us.
Congratulations on the win. You have a pulse.
Thank you. I do have a pulse. A very, very slow pulse. It's very alarming.